Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it's Adam McKelvey joining the fray. Live from Phoenix, Arizona, in American Family Fields of Phoenix. Adam, first off, I want to congratulate you on your acting debut. That was great work on the Brewers Twitter page.
That was so stupid. It was perfect.
Jeez. Wow, Adam.
It was right up our alley, right?
If you missed it, you can go to 105.7 FM, the fans Twitter page, or mine, and I have it pinned right to the top. I thought it was fantastic.
Can I hit Adam with this comment here?
That's why we got him on. Go ahead.
And I think you had this out, Adam. Since the Brewers are I lost it. Let me find it again. Hold on. You had this tweet out. I believe it was you, Adam. And I think you were talking about the Brewers are way into record payroll territory, and the question is whether that will be hamstring them from come trade season in July. Mark Antanasio said the chips are all in now. We'll find the money at midseason if we need to. I guess my question is to that doesn't mean they're not going to be doing anything right now, is it?
I would be extremely shocked if they do anything significant, and Craig Counsell said that as much the other morning, that his expectation is that, you know, their significant ads are done. And look, it's always hard.
So here's what. Let me hold you. Hold tight. So here's what we're talking about today. Would you rather have Keuchel or Kimbrel?
Yeah.
Would you say neither one of those moves happen because of what you know?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because, would you say Grandal would have happened?
No, but I had no idea Grandal was going to be signed for 1 year.
But $17 million at 1 year. So what if Kimbrel's 1 year at $15 million?
That's interesting, actually.
Right, because that's what we were talking about. If they could get one of these guys like on a cheap, relatively cheap deal, short deal at what they want, we think that could happen.
I would. You can't say never, because I think Sparky make a good point. None of us saw Yasmani Grandal coming, so I can't say no. I will just say that what I know is that they do not expect to be able to make more significant moves. And it's, you know, what I was going to say is it's hard in baseball because in the other sports there's sort of like hard caps where you can do the math, and in baseball it's kind of unlimited, but it's not unlimited in reality. And the hard part is these teams are definitely making money. They talk about being payroll tight, and that doesn't resonate with fans because we all know that these are all smart businessmen and they're not going to do this and lose a ton of money every year. But Mark Antanasio pointed out yesterday, think about the expenditures that they've made in the last 2 years. And it's Lorenzo Cain, it's Yelich, these guys that they brought in this year, it's $65 million for a new spring training facility, $20 million for that Miller Park stuff that happened a lot behind the scenes, the food service stuff, but that's big time money. They bought a minor league team. They built a new complex in the Dominican Republic. Those are all things that are part of running the business that don't show up in the payroll number. And that's in the last, less than 2 years, I think all those things happened. Those have been some expenditures. So there is a limit, even though there's not a hard limit, and I think they're getting there. And look, you want, if you're a fan, I mean, I think you want them to have some flexibility because you build the best team you can, but then sometimes you can't anticipate needs, and you want to have a little bit of flexibility in the season to go out and get somebody. And that's why, for all of those reasons, I don't see Keuchel happening, although – again, you make a good point on a one-year deal in this weird market. Right. It's really hard to say ain't happening.
Right. See, and to me, this is the thing. Look, coming into this thing, whenever somebody would ask on Twitter or social media to you or Tom Hardicourt or whatever, well, could they get this guy? Well, could they get that guy? And the answer was always no. Look what their opening day payroll was last year. Well, how do you think they're going to be able to afford that? And now all of a sudden, you're like $20 million higher than anybody thought they were going to be. And nobody knows what the final number is for Mark at this point. And the one game changer for me, Adam, is that they now control all their revenue coming in on those clubhouse sales, where before they didn't. They get to set their own pricing. They get to do everything. And I'm a firm believer that Mark, at some point, goes to Rick Schlesinger and says, look, all in, if we go win this thing, what's the best case scenario of how much we're going to bring in through that outlet? How much? And then whatever that number is, Mark plugs into whatever formula he has and says, okay, this is high as we can go without losing money in a best case scenario. And then that's where the top end is. Now, is that top end 150? Is that top end where they are now? Is it 140? I don't think anybody knows that other than Mark and, yeah, and Rick at this point. And then to the point of counsel, well, I mean, with all due respect, Doug didn't know what Mark was doing half the time. So for counsel to have any idea, you just don't know, because it could be a call tomorrow morning from Scott Boras going, we're not getting what we want. We want to put him back out in the market. What would you say about a one-year deal at $20 million or whatever the case may be? And then Mark has to swallow hard and figure out whether or not it's worth it.
No, look, and you can't rule that out, because there have been instances in the past where that particular agent and this particular owner have come together on deals. All I can do when I get asked a question is sort of answer to the best of my knowledge, because – you know, you're right that none of us except a very, very small number of people, probably just the one, Mark himself, know how far he really, really is willing to go in the end.
Right.
But, you know, I've heard it kind of said this way, too. When teams and owners can get into trouble where they go really, really, really all in, and then you don't win, and you, A, put yourself in a bad position for your future, and then you, B, you get yourself soured on the whole process and you become kind of a bitter owner. And there's a danger in that. As fun, you know, I think as fun as it is to strike the deal when you make it, it can really hurt you, you know, literally and emotionally down the line. And I it's been explained to me by people who've been in baseball a long time, who've seen that happen, that that can be a very bad thing too. So they've always tried to run this in a sustainable way. That's the boring line that they always give. And I really think they're trying to do that. And I maybe it's naivete, I believe that they are pushing, they're at least pushing towards the limits of what they can do and have it be sustainable.
I have always said,
I was going to add one thing to that, too. The other thing Mark said yesterday that I thought was good was the Rodney Dangerfield line.
Yeah, I brought that up earlier.
After their pitching.
Yep.
You know, part of that is, like, if you get a guy for your rotation, those innings come from somewhere. And, you know, what's the plus minus on Corbin Burns taking those starts, or Woodruff or Peralta? I don't know. I mean, that's part of the equation, too, is that they like the guys they have better than maybe those of us outside do. And they've been sort of right about a lot of them far in recent years. And I think that's part of it, too, is that they feel like they can cover the innings that they need in that way.
You talk about Keuchel and that angle of it, but what about Kimbrel and what he does to the backside of this bullpen? You're four deep then.
Yeah. You know, I'd also like 1957 Warren Spahn.
Oh, you're saying Kimbrel's done then?
Well, I mean, Bryce Harper would look really good in Brewers uniform too.
Yeah, you damn
yeah,
right
he would.
You're damn right he would.
Love it.
You know, and I get this because you know, we've been there and I'm there every year, and we do hear this sustainable stuff. I mean, every time you talk to Davidson, that word comes.
That you don't put yourself in a position where you have to make baseball decisions you don't want to make because of money. And I think there are teams that are in that position where they just have so many financial responsibilities to guys who aren't contributing anymore that it stops them from getting guys that they think they can help. So they want to leave them. It's flexibility is the buzzword in baseball, and it's payroll flexibility. It's flexibility to make in-season moves. Mm-hmm. It's flexibility to have depth, meaning you have players you can option to the minor leagues and sort of stash because you don't need 25 guys. You need 40 or 50. It's flexibility to bring guys back and forth to the minors during the season. It's all those areas of flexibility of roster. Because I still think we all get caught up in the idea of an opening day roster being the team. And it really is. That's not the team. It's not. It's 40 guys. It's 50, last year, it's more than 50 guys that you need to get through a year. And all of those guys, the nature of this game with so many baseball games on an everyday basis over the course of 6 months, you need all of those players to do it. And they're not all Dallas Keuchels and Bryce Harpers. There's Freddie Peralta coming up on Mother's Day and winning you a game. And there's, Mike Moustakas coming in late and really not doing much at the plate, but he won you a division series game to get your postseason runoff right. So they think of things much more in the bigger picture like that than we do, where we think about who's on the 25-man roster on opening day.
You're right. That is the difference between them and me. Now, having said that, what is the biggest weakness of this roster right now?
I like that. That's a good question. I would have said offense. I think Moustakas, it wasn't peak Moustakas in a Brewers uniform, but if you get the slug that he's capable of, and you look at what they can do against right-handed pitchers in a division that's like overwhelmingly right-handed starters, they are going to be a very dangerous offense. So I think they address probably the weakness offensively. I mean, look, it's on paper, it's probably what's going to be pointed to is the starting pitching, because they just don't have the dude at the top of the rotation that other really good teams have. So they're doing it with Chacin. They've got, Jimmy Nelson. We just talked to him again a couple of minutes ago. He's not rehabbing anymore. He's pitching. So you figure he's going to be a part of it. And once the hitters get in there, you can start measuring what sort of Jimmy Nelson you have. All those young guys, it's Anderson and Davies. It's a collection of guys that performed well, I think top third in baseball last year in starting pitching. But because it's not the names, I think if you're going to point to a weakness, that's probably it. And they're going to try to prove me wrong once the season gets going.
So what does, that was my next question. What does Jimmy Nelson look like right now? It's only been a couple of days, but what?
He looks like he's throwing bullpens. I asked Kirk Counsell.
Yeah, what's the process? So he's bullpen right now?
Bullpen right now. He's going to throw again on Friday. He's not sure whether that's going to be the hitters or another pen. I asked Kirk Counsell, at what point you start getting measurements on them. They have, obviously, the radar gun. They have all these other devices, TrackMan and Rapsodo, and these high-speed cameras where they can measure beyond velocity, the spin, all the other elements to see whether this is the same Jimmy Nelson as you had in 2017 when he was pretty darn good and about to go over 200 strikeouts for a season. The answer to that is it's a ways away before they start kind of thinking about those things. Because this is just a build-up-your-arm period. Today hitters were in there against pitchers for the very first time. The pitchers always look like they're, Cy Young, because guys haven't seen a live pitch for 3-4 months, whatever it is. And we're a little early to start evaluating what you have in Jimmy Nelson. But look, once he gets – we talked to him afterwards, and he really wants feedback from the hitters. He tells the guy, please treat this competitively. Don't a lot of hitters go in there and track. He really wants them to swing and then to give feedback after the session about, what it looked like. He wants everything to be a competition. That's how he is. So he said he was wishing there was more games they could play or wagers they could put on things and try to make it competitive, because that's the way he looks at everything.
Well, they'll find enough wagers out on the golf course right around the sixth inning of the games. Right, Adam?
it's insane. I'm not going to complain about the weather, but it's not warm out here.
Yeah, it wasn't warm last time we were there.
No, it's not. No, I don't think we're touching 60 for the
what?
Next.
What are we talking here?
It's in the 50s. I mean, in the morning, you come out in the morning, it's in the 30s. They've been pushing their warm ups. or their practices later because the fields are frosted.
That's we'll bring the warm weather when we get out there coming up second week of March, Adam. All right, appreciate the time, man.
You get those guys on the golf course. They got to get their core workouts in.
That's right. We got to get the hip rotations and the obliques stretched out on the golf course.
You know, one of the cool things about this outside the clubhouse is they have this installation with all the uniform numbers. And right where we stand and wait to get into council's office is number 57, which is obviously K-Rod and Chase Anderson. But the best name on that is Joe Winklesass.
Joe Winklesass, didn't he used to do like Bible scripture readings in the parking lot back in the day?
I think he did, but what I really remember him for is being a garbage man in the office.
Yep.
And he talked about how it was a great core workout because wherever he lived, it wasn't like automated like a lot of the places are. So he actually had to dump the garbage cans into the thing, and he said it was a great core workout. So instead of golf to get those obliques warmed up, he was a garbage man. So we were reminded of that pretty much every morning.
Well, we're going to have two-thirds of our daily shows with Bill Michaels and Gary and I out there. We can pick up some trash around American Family Fields of Phoenix. We want to make sure we keep it nice and tidy, the new $67 million complex. We're givers, Adam. That's what we are. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah.
That's Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.